morning.
Hello. Good to be here. We don't actually have Andrea Carter today. We actually have Daya Lakshmi Tilak with us this morning.
Good morning to you, Miss Tilak. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Very nice to have us here.
All right. So the first question for today, can you share with our listeners what is Eye Injury Prevention Month?
Sure. Well, Eye Injury Prevention Month is observed in October, and it's really about raising the awareness of the importance of protecting our eyes and preventing injuries. As you probably remember, October is Blindness Awareness Month, and a lot of eye injuries can result in loss of vision. So this month, we really want to highlight the risks that are associated with various activities, different sports. Also, when we're doing work at home improvements, and of course, in the workplace, there are some workplace situations which can be quite hazardous and do require particular eye protection. And so we want to encourage the use of protective eyewear. So really, the whole idea is to educate the public on safety measures and to really promote regular eye examinations so that there can be an early detection and advice about potential issues. We want to safeguard our vision ultimately.
Because I think out of all the senses, vision is the most feared to be lost. What do you think?
Absolutely. That is one of the, statements that we get a lot from patients. They don't mind losing their hearing a little bit, or even losing their teeth. But
Rather lose
yes,
a leg
mobility,
and
yeah. So sight is something that, we're all concerned about. Yes.
What are the most common types of eye injuries that occur and the associated symptoms and causes?
Right. So, we can have scratches at the front of our eyes, known as corneal abrasions. Now, this is usually caused by some sort of foreign body, whether it be dust, sand, or your eyelashes. Then we can also have stuff like burns at the front of the eyes coming from solutions like what we clean with. We could also get thermal burns from something that's hot, maybe some hot oil goes into the eyes. We could also have trauma from foreign bodies penetrating the eyes. We could even have blunt force trauma. So let's say we were in an accident and we bumped the head there. We could have some sort of trauma going on there. Now, the symptoms that we would usually get would be you would have sudden pain. You may feel like you have something in the eyes. You may be more sensitive to light. You will find that your eyes are swollen. You might have more discharge. If you had blunt force trauma, you would definitely have a very swollen eye, or under the eyes may be very dark. But any of those things that you experience, you would definitely have to see an eye care specialist. Now, depending on the severity, you may have to go straight to the hospital. So let's say you had some sort of burn, some sort of alcohol, alkali, bleach, anything
Yes.
goes into the eyes, you would definitely have to go straight to the hospital instead of going to maybe the optometrist.
Yes. There's many incidents that individuals come in because something's gotten into their eye. I mean, recently I had a lady who came in and she was sweeping her yard, and all of a sudden there was a gust of wind and all the debris just flew up into her face and it came into her eyes. But luckily she washed it out straight away, and by the time she came into us, there was nothing in the eye. But just by merely wearing our glasses is actually a great protection,
Definitely.
to prevent foreign bodies getting into the eye.
So definitely. So I would have recently had a patient walk in about 2 Saturdays ago. And when he walked in, he came in complaining. So he didn't book an eye appointment, right? So he came in saying, my eyes are red, I'm feeling discomfort, I'm having sensitivity to bright lights, and my eyes are running water like a tap. So I asked him, I said, so what's going on with your eyes? He said, I was doing some cleaning at home and I didn't wear my glasses. And while doing the cleaning, some of the rust removal went into the eye, a splash went into the eye. And he immediately started to wash that out for maybe like about 30 minutes. And he was so afraid that he would lose his vision that we took him in immediately. We assessed him, we checked, we made sure that the cornea was not compromised in any way. We continued to flush as well, and he was, because of the the dryness of the eye, well, based on the remover, we give him some eye drops. But what we did is that we followed through with our patient and have them return the next day. And if anything was more severe than that, then we eventually send them straight to the A&E. So it's so important that your glasses is the first barrier protection from dust. A simple little thing like contact lens patients when they come in. Sometimes the patients might be having such long fingernails, and while trying to insert their contacts or remove their contacts, they simply have a scratch on the surface of the eye. So those little things are so important, to be aware of that, when you're handling contact lenses, make sure and just have your fingernails cut.
Yes.
Well, this would lead to the next question. Can you offer some tips to our listeners on how to protect their eyes, with special mention to like PPE and other forms of eyewear?
Yes, well, I mean, there are different types of protection that can be done. It just depends on what it is that we're protecting the eye from. So if it is for example, suppose we're at home, we don't tend to wear PPE at home, but there are different hazardous situations at home. For example, even cooking, when we're cooking, we have oil splashes that can splash on the body or in the eye. So when we are dealing with hot oil, it's very important that we are aware of the hazard in that situation and protecting ourselves, with a lid or something like that. Gardening at home. If it is that we're just doing casual gardening, then we just need to be aware of the, sticks that we might be using. Sticks can, inadvertently get in the eye, scraping the front of the eye. Also, when we're outdoors, we want to wear, protective sunglasses to prevent that overexposure from UV light. Wearing a hat is also quite useful in that. And then, of course, as Ms. Tilak mentioned about cleaning products, it's important that when we're using cleaning products, wearing our glasses actually prevents the product getting into the eye, but also the fumes can be prevented from getting into the eye by just simply having that barrier of having your glasses, but remembering to have a well-ventilated space when you're doing that sort of cleaning. And then, of course, children and adults as well, we play sports, recreation, and there are the hazards in those situations as well. I think one of the things is to be aware of what the potential hazards are and taking the precautions to actually prevent any injuries.
Yeah. And let's say that your job actually entails frying or deep frying stuff for the entire day. That would mean that you are more at risk for getting burns in the eyes or about the body. So I'm sure you would probably be wearing long sleeves, but are you protecting the face? In that case, you should probably wear a face shield to reduce the risk of getting any burns there. So that would be those for persons who actually fry stuff for the entire day. You are definitely more at risk.
Yes. And again, for gardening as well,
Yeah,
if it is that your vocation
actually.
is like if you're working cleaning, it's important to wear protective eyewear for that. Yeah.
So we've discussed the importance for using protective eyewear with our listeners. For those who have questions, let me intervene here that you can call at 625-2257 and of course 306-1065 if you have any questions pertaining to what you're hearing or any other eye-related questions. Following the next one, what are some of the different types of protective eyewear for various activities? Example, safety goggles, sunglasses, sports glasses, etc.
Okay, so there are different categories of eyewear actually. So for example, with safety goggles, individuals that might so this is very well suited for individuals that are in environments with potential chemical exposure like flying debris or intense light. So you'd want to enclose the eyes completely, making sure that you have a very secure fit around the eye to prevent any sort of contaminants from entering. And it's very, very important that, individuals who are working within a laboratory system or doing woodworking or construction sites, or even when working with very harsh chemicals. So safety glasses, safety goggles are really, really important in the event of that. Miss Katrin, would you like to jump in?
Yes, and then we can talk about actually, when you're in an environment where there are hazardous situations. As the individual doing the tasks or the job that is hazardous, you need to wear the eye protectors, but also those around you in a work environment. Because, especially if you're operating machinery, because the splinters can actually fly off like missiles. So it's important for those in the environment to also wear protective eyewear. Then we can go on to, like face shields as well, especially those who are doing welding, protecting the whole face as well. Then we have, like UV protection. We're talking about sunglasses. In our part of the world, we do tend to develop cataracts a lot sooner than maybe in temperate climates. And that is simply because of our exposure to the UV light. So wearing protective eyeglasses, sunglasses with a good UV protection, again, also wearing a wide-brimmed hat, simply as that would also help.
So
So
another common thing that we tend to see a lot in the practice or within this hot tropical climate would be pterygiums or pink graculas. So it's so important to wear your polarized sunglasses to be able to protect your eyes from this.
And then we also have like sports glasses as well, face shields. I mean, we don't tend to see a lot of sportsmen wearing glasses at our particular sports where we do have individuals that will wear protective eyewear. But it is something that we need to encourage and educate our population about.
How can our listeners choose the right eyewear based on specific tasks or working environment?
Right. That's a great question. And choosing the right eyewear is actually a job that you would want to do with your eye care specialist. So you by yourself, you're actually very unsure as to which one you should go with. But when you have that conversation with your optometrist, we'll be able to decide exactly which is the best option for you. So based on, what is the task? What is your environment? Are you in a dusty environment? Are you playing sports? We want to ensure that the fit is comfortable for you. So we'll ensure that we've chosen one that's the right one for you. And then based on your prescription, we want to ensure that we could include that prescription. Maybe we want to put the goggles over your glasses, or maybe we want to put the lens actually in the goggles itself and you won't wear your glasses there. So it's really a conversation for you to have with your eye care specialist, and together you'll decide which is the best option there for you.
And what is the importance of protecting children's eyes during playing sports? During play and playing sports?
So basically, protecting your kids' eyes during play and sports is so crucial. With the little ones, they tend to run haphazardly, whether they are within school or they are doing their sporting activities. So they are more vulnerable to getting injuries due to their active behavior. And they are so innocent, so they tend to be less aware of potential hazards that might be. So it's so important for us to teach eye safety for our kids, and see and for parents to have that sort of selection of the appropriate gear and teaching them about safety. So it's important to really protect your kids' eyes. So why we protect their eyes? Because they are at an increased risk of injury, right? In terms of long-term vision health, some of these potential injuries can cause like long-lasting damage or visual complaints,
Especially with young children, they tend to run around a lot. Young children will run rather than walk, and they might be playing with toys, sticks, and they might be doing an activity where there might be sharp objects involved. So it's a matter of advising children, explaining, don't run with these things because inadvertently, damage injuries can occur.
We can even teach them to like not target, like for example, I had a patient came in and her little nephew actually shot her in the eye with a Nerf target. So it's just those little things to be wary of.
But I think we need to educate the adults too and things like
Definitely,
that.
for sure. And then if they need to wear the safety gear, you'll definitely have to talk with the eye care specialist again. So if they're playing sports, maybe they swim and you have to get goggles. We can do prescription goggles for you, but it really depends on their specific need. But again, with the optometrist, you'll work together and decide which is the best option for your child.
Just to jump in here, we have a question that is to what we're talking about, but pertaining to eye care as well. The message comes in saying, "Good morning, Tusker and team. My mom had cataract surgery a few months ago. Within the past few months, she started complaining of a sticking feeling in her eye. The doctor advised that she has cornea issue and recommended cornea replacement and surgery. She's opposed to this and has been given antibiotics with the advice of her needing surgery to alleviate her discomfort. At times, her pain is terrible. Can your guests advise what steps can be taken at this time at home to assist her?"
Well, it sounds like a very complicated situation if it is that the individual had cataract surgery and now has corneal problems. The challenge is that the cornea, which is that front window of the eye, is the most sensitive tissue in the body. So if there's any compromise with that tissue, it is excruciatingly painful. So I can really understand that her mom is in a lot of agony. I think that definitely treatment needs to be done, but it's difficult to advise, without actually seeing a patient, what really would be her best options at this stage,
Yeah,
Ms. Jasper.
because those symptoms, it could actually mean different things.
Yes.
So burning and itching of the eyes for a regular patient that just came in for an eye exam with no history of anything, we would think maybe the eyes are dry, maybe they have allergies. But in her specific case, she has a history of surgery. So she may have a complication after the surgery, and that's why they may have suggested the
New corneal
corneal
transplant.
transplant.
Yes.
Now, we definitely wouldn't be able to advise with respect to that, because we wouldn't want to say, go and use lubricating eye drops and the problem is not actually dry eyes. But what you can do, if you are interested, you could always book an eye exam and we could have a look at the eyes to see if there's any obvious changes to the front of the eyes, and we could definitely refer you to a specialist if that's something that you would like to do, and you can maybe get a second opinion.
Yes.
All right, and stepping back into our questions. In the event of an injury, such as a chemical exposure, foreign objects, and eye trauma, can you, the optometrist, share tips with our listeners on how to respond immediately, when to do first aid, and when to seek professional medical help?
The key thing is always to stay
Stay calm.
calm. Just stay calm. I know it's very hard to say stay calm in the situation because, we are saying stay calm, but we are not actually in that situation. But you should always reassure yourself, or if it's someone else, to stay calm. So once you're calm, you're able to think clearly as to what is the next step for you to do. So let's see, I'll just touch on a little one, and then Miss Dalton and Miss Tilak will touch on the rest. So let's say something went into the eyes, maybe some sort of foreign body went into your eyes. Now, your first thing might be to rub the eyes, but that should be the last thing that you do. You should never, ever, ever rub the eyes if something goes into your eyes. So you could actually cause more damage by rubbing the eyes. You could scratch the front surface. You could actually push that foreign body more into the eyes, which makes it more difficult to actually come out of the eyes. So you're going to avoid rubbing the eyes. You could actually flush the eyes a bit with some water. Now, usually we don't recommend tap water, but in a case where there's nothing else available, you definitely should use the tap water to rinse the eyes if some sort of foreign body went into the eyes. But if we had some sort of
Maybe if it was something like a cleaning solution or something like that, household cleaners, then you need to irrigate the eye. And by that, we just mean washing out the eye continuously, running it under a slow flowing water tap coming out. It would be just to irrigate the eye to remove as much of the contaminant as possible. Also, if the patient is wearing contact lenses, you might want to try and remove the contact lens, but this may not always be possible. But the most important thing is to actually irrigate the eye, keep rinsing it, keep rinsing it. And then you should, when it is a chemical burn and you're not really sure what the agents are, then you really need to take the individual to accident and emergency, explaining exactly what has happened.
And definitely, if you have like a sample or take a picture of the bottle, so
Yes.
that the consulting optometrist or ophthalmologist would be they will know exactly in terms of what are the exact contents
Yeah, what
within
the
that
agents are,
food.
yeah.
So we'll know exactly how to treat. Is that acid? Is that alkali? How they will be able to counter that effect there.
Definitely. That's really, really important. And a very other important thing would be blunt force, like eye trauma. So, like, in the event of the patient who would have had that little nerve target hitting the front surface of the eye, the first thing she told me was that she did a cold compress to the eye. So that would be something that, especially if there's adjoining swelling or discomfort happening around the surface of the eye. Once again, Ms. Prosper would have mentioned, please don't rub your eyes, don't apply pressure for that. And definitely seek professional help from your optometrist. So your optometrist, go to the ANA. If there's blood involved, then definitely please go.
Yeah, but if you're unsure, so let's say it's not acid, it's not any cleaning solution, but you had some sort of dust going to the eyes. You rinse the eyes, it feels a little better, but the safe thing to do is still have a visit to your optometrist. Let us have a look at the front of the eyes to see if there's any damage, or if you should go to the eye care specialist for any further treatment. But in the case of any sort of injury, anything goes into the eye, the first thing you need to rinse. But you should definitely, after you did your own treatment at home with the rinsing, go see the eye specialist.
What sports and recreational activities pose a higher risk for eye injuries in Trinidad and Tobago? And can you provide tips on using proper protective eyewear in these sports?
Well, one of our most popular sports would be, of course, cricket. And with cricket, we see our cricketers, they will be wearing helmets, especially batting. And also on the field, it's important to wear sunglasses, especially polarized sunglasses. This would actually prevent that harmful UV light coming into the eye and causing the eye to age faster. With the helmet for the batsman, that would actually prevent the ball from actually going into the eye socket, and that in itself would cause a lot of trauma. Other sports might be, cycling. Cycling, we see our cyclists, they will wear helmets, but also wearing sort of the wraparound shades, which would help prevent the debris and the insects and just the wind from going into the eye, causing potential hazards to the cyclists whilst on the road. It's also important because they're outdoors to have the UV protection. Polarized lenses would be a good suggestion for the cyclists. And then what about football, Ms. Prosper? You want to?
So, sports like football and basketball, they are more at risk for getting some sort of hand to the eyes or foot to the eyes or foot to the head. Now, we don't usually see footballers or basketball players with some sort of protective headgear or eyewear, unless, let's say, they are very short-sighted and they need to see properly. You may notice that they have on goggles, but usually they don't wear the protective eyewear as they probably should. But it's really for us to be mindful. So you want to just safeguard yourself. So if you're a footballer or basketball player, ensure that you at most times trying to be cautious of your surroundings. And if possible, wear your protective eyewear. We don't usually see it, but it's really, important that you protect the eyes there.
So just a key thing to note to what Ms. Dalton Brown and Ms. Prosser would have mentioned is that in patients who are highly short-sighted, especially, we'd want to try to avoid them having any sort of trauma to the eyes. And with that being, it's because the retina is quite thin already. So you want to avoid having any sort of retinal detachments or retinal breaks, because then our vision will become compromised.
Yes, I know, with those contact sports, then, also in the basketball and the football, you have rugby as well. These are contact sports where sometimes you wonder if the aim was not actually to put another body part into another body. But it's important to be aware. I think the most important thing for sports individuals is to be aware of the hazards, not take unnecessary risks.
And let's say you are a sports person and you wear glasses regularly. So you wouldn't need your glasses all of the time to see, but then you play sports and you don't wear the glasses. So that means that you are not seeing too clearly. to actually play the sport, which means that you are more at risk for having some sort of trauma or maybe
Yes.
bumping the head or not seeing the ball coming straight for you until it's directly in front of the face. So if you're somebody who is short-sighted and you need the glasses, you should definitely look into some sort of protective eyewear for you to wear while you're actually playing the sports.
Yes, definitely.
And to emphasize the role of routine eye exams to our listeners in detecting and addressing potential issues that might arise from previous injuries or underlying conditions, explain how eye exams can help in early detection and prevention of more serious problems.
So if we want to identify the underlying condition, so for example, if it is that an individual is actually has something like glaucoma or is diabetic and might have some diabetic changes in their eyes, it may be that their vision is somewhat compromised. Maybe they don't have a great field of vision. So therefore, individuals who have situations like that, we need to counsel them about what their visual limitations are so that when they do go out, they are, have a greater awareness about what the limitations of their vision is at that point. Sometimes individuals come in and they might say, "Oh, I can see everything." This might pertain, say, for example, to driving, which is, one of the things that individuals might say because they have been driving for maybe 20 years. They'll come in, "I can see everything." And then when we do a sight test and looking at the letters on the chart, they can only see maybe a third of the way down on the chart, which means that their vision is below the legal requirements for driving. We can actually then, especially if we have history of them, say, "Well, when you came in 10 years ago, your vision was much better. You were able to see the last line on the chart, and today you're not able to." So we can actually show them, that the vision has deteriorated and therefore make them aware that perhaps when they are outside, that there is a certain limitation to the vision that they were not aware of. So that would be sort of addressing underlying
And
conditions.
this is why it's important to get the eyes tested regularly. So let's say you're a young person, start from now. That way we can monitor your eyes as you get older. So we'll know exactly, when you're in your 30s, the eyes, the vision was really well. You're seeing everything on the chart. But as you got older, things change, and we'd be able to have a little timeline as to when exactly that change happened.
Yeah, and the changes happen so incrementally that we don't often, we're not always aware that the vision has
And
deteriorated.
that's why it's important to have your eyes tested as well, because sometimes with those changes, you might just require maybe an updated prescription, So in order, routine eye exams would be able to help us with allowing for regular updates of your glasses or even your contact lenses. So it's so important, to be able to have that optimal vision best as possible. And let's say you have had some sort of injury to the eye. You would definitely need to go for regular eye tests to monitor if there's any changes to the damage, if it progressed, if it got better, if you are following up with your treatment. All of this is why you should definitely get the eyes checked. If you had some sort of trauma, this could actually alter your prescription. It could change the shape of the eyes, which could affect how you see it and your prescription. And this is why we definitely want to test the eyes to ensure that you are seeing the best at all times.
Yeah, and then also, with eye injuries, it can make us predisposed to having secondary conditions to the eyes. It can precipitate conditions like glaucoma or cataract or even inflammation in the eye, which can become very painful and can become sight threatening as well.
Yeah, so this is why we definitely want to encourage everyone to test your eyes regularly, ensure that you have a healthy diet, and just be aware of, the things that you are at risk for based on your environment, based on your family history. All of these things are actually very important when you're going into an eye exam. But ideally, once you're over the age of 18, we usually recommend tests every 2 years. If you're diabetic, we may do it every 1 year. If you had some sort of trauma, we may want to see you maybe every 3 weeks or maybe the day after. But the first thing is to just come into the office and we'll advise you after what's the best option
Yes.
there.
All right. And finally, can you give your contact information for those who are listening that's saying, okay, well, probably it's due for that eye exam. I may have a few issues that you all could help me with, where you're located and contact information to set appointments.
So we are Dalton Brown Optometrists, and we're located in Arima. Our contact number is 667-3115 or 299-3115.